Welcome to the 502 Podcast, recorded on location at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Here's your host, Alec Rome.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 502 Podcast. But Jeff, who's sitting next to me and who is in for this podcast, Jeff, we've switched the name a little bit. Thank you for joining us from the dorm room, the 502. My name is Alec Rome. I'm next to Jeff Ekstrom, but we switched the name a little bit. This is not just the 502. This is the 502, a Nebraska College Life podcast, because we don't want it to define what the podcast was. I've had a lot of people ask me, Alec, why the 502? Why not the 402? Shut up! I'll make it the 502 if I want to, but I think it's fair to redefine exactly what we're doing, the audience we're trying to look for. And I just overall, it'll probably help everybody as soon as they click on the podcast sort of figure out what we're talking about. But of course, we're still going to stray away from the college life every once in a while. We'll kind of hit it this time, and we'll hit it in some future episodes because we've got Thanksgiving break coming up. But Jeff, how are you doing?
I am doing well, Alec. Just got back from a Nebraska ball game where they dominated Seton Hall 80-57.
3-0.
3-0 now. Hopefully get back into the AP top 25.
Yeah, it could be they dropped out probably because they faced two absolute nobodies.
Yep.
But, you know, they're number one in whatever the
rankings. The no-name rankings. So
that they were apparently really good in those. So, I mean, they look good there. That's good to hear. But there was something bigger, in my opinion, that happened this week that I wanted to talk about, and it will serve as a good segue to a future episode idea we're going to do, and that is some trailers came out for Toy Story 4, Jeff. Before you saw the trailers for this, and before I saw them, what was your initial reaction to another Toy Story 4?
It better be good. Because they ended Toy Story 3 on such a good note that if they need to bring it back, it had to be as just so good that people love it. And so they don't go back and be like, why did they make this? This was horrible. This was just a money grab and whatnot. But after seeing the teaser trailer you showed me right before we recorded this, looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. Like Key and Peele in there as characters. I think it looks good. It has potential.
Yeah, there was a different one that was like them all holding hands in slow motion, and that one wasn't too bad. It didn't really give you enough of an idea of what it was actually supposed to be, but this actually looks pretty promising with Ducky. Is it Ducky and Bunny? I think it's one.
Yeah.
Ducky and Bunny. Key and Peele. Man, they were just funny.
Yeah, they're unbelievable.
You got to search out at Toy Story on Twitter and find that trailer because it's just hilarious. But you're right, Jeff. I think that ended on such a strain. I mean, not necessarily
emotional
strain,
note.
Emotional note. Good note. It was nice. I think it was a solid ending that we didn't need to go any further than that.
Yeah.
So you're right. If they bring it back, there must be a purpose to the story. And what sort of story are you telling here besides we want to make more money and sell more toys to kids?
Yeah.
That's the big thing, you know, because we've seen this too much, honestly. They go one too far with some of these things. Yeah. Cars 2 was one too far.
Yep.
Some people even argue that Cars was one too far. The first one was one too far.
I didn't mind the first Cars, but no, like these sequels sometimes they make are just god awful.
No,
just stop.
They've been so up and down, honestly. I think sequels can be really solid at times if you're just one of, like, Finding Dory was a great sequel to Finding Nemo. I thought it was great. I thought it was just as good as the first one. But some of these other ones, I'm not sure. And so the jury's still out on this right now. But it looks very promising, and that sort of leads into what we're going to do. Hopefully, when we get back from Thanksgiving break is next week.
That's, already?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Things have gone just so fast. It's incredible how we have been here for 2.5 months, and we've done 11 episodes of this podcast, and now we're at Thanksgiving break, and then 2 weeks from then, we will be at Christmas break, and we'll do a semester in review podcast. which should be fun. We'll talk about what we've done and show some of our favorite highlights and favorite moments of it and just kind of do a roundtable discussion on that. And then we'll kind of preview the next semester then. But one of the episodes before we go out for winter break is going to be an all-movie podcast. We're going to have a really nice lineup, planning on bringing back a wonderful guy that was on before, Mitch Francis, to talk about how he makes films and just general movie talk. Mm-hmm. And then Sebastian Becerra, will probably bring him on, who tagged up with Mitch Francis on a music video. Tabitha Lincoln will be back because she is an aspiring filmmaker that I'm sure would love to learn more about how to get into the Johnny Carson School of Film and Theater. We'll hear about what she likes to do in film. And then we'll probably bring back, if you missed our last episode, go back, check it out. It was very cool. It was with Dr. Garrett Hope, history of rock and roll professor, music professor at the Glencore School of Music, and just overall great person and entrepreneur. Talked a lot about how he takes music and makes it his business and does a lot of cool things, including film scoring. And we're going to get a little bit more into that, what makes a good movie soundtrack and all those types of things. So that's coming down the pipe. And another thing is that we're going to be able to diversify the platforms that you'll be seeing this podcast. So we're going to do some more video content on YouTube. You're actually going to be able to listen to the podcast on YouTube and have those cool little audio waveforms. And sometimes that's pretty cool to to watch. But then also some more video, actual video podcasts, particularly when we go into second semester, because there will be a little bit more time in my schedule in particular to create some of these things, create more videos, take days and blocks of time to be able to do this. So that's where that's going. And then also some just cool social stuff that allow people to discover the podcast more, get some highlights and all that. So now, Jeff, what is one thing, since we want to get your input here, what's one thing that you would like to see the podcast do moving forward?
Obviously, some more video stuff. I think that would be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I know we've done a lot of these too, but I think the games are, I don't know if you've got any feedback from our viewers, but the games are just so much fun.
It's
like ridiculously
fun. We're going to come up with some new ones. I also want to go back and do one more Deal or No Deal.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a lot of pressure and it was also a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So we'll probably do one more Deal or No Deal. And then I'll continue to try and come up with some password games. Some new games, just new games that we have not done. We'll probably do a Christmas password. I think that's a good thing to do, like holiday and seasonal themed password. That's fun. And just a lot of different stuff along with it, like that relates to college students. What can we find ways to bring more value to the people here, to connect more with people here, bring on more guests from UNL, professors, faculty, other students doing cool stuff. We've even had talk of possibly bringing a band or two to perform on the podcast. And so really, we want to hear from you at Twitter, at us, at 502 Podcast. Let us know what's going on. You can always follow me on Twitter, at Rome for Real. Follow Jeff on Twitter, at X on Sports. And then, of course, we're going to be hopefully there will be at some point one home for all of the stuff you'll be able to see from us at AR Productions. That is still very much a side project at the moment. And so I don't like to announce too much on that, but just leave it sort of vague because I'm still working on the definition of that as well as the definition of everything in my life. So I think that's a constant for everybody, but those are some of the things coming down the pipe. We wanted to keep it short this week, short, sweet, to the point. I thought the Toy Story thing was a necessary thing to bring up since that is breaking news, folks, breaking news, but some cool things coming down the pipe. We want you to hear about, we want you to stick around, listen for it next week. I'm not sure what we're going to do for Thanksgiving break next week. That's a big question mark. Let us think for a moment. You're going to hear us think for a moment because we could do Thanksgiving traditions.
Yeah.
But, I mean, not everybody. A lot of people celebrate Thanksgiving, but not everybody. But, I don't know. We're going to think about that. You know what? We're going to think about
pumpkin pie eating contest.
I don't know. Enough with the ASMR on this podcast. I mean, some people have been really requesting it, but those people.
Really?
Like one person, okay, like Tabitha has requested that. Okay, and I'm gotcha. Like, what? No, 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 no. Maybe.
So stop it.
Stop. Stop that. Anyway, we're going to look forward to that. We're going to keep thinking of new ideas and continue to grind. We've had a great first semester and we want to finish it out strong. So we thank you, everybody, for listening. Just want to give you a quick update. And until the next time we talk to you, we say from
Jeff Ekstrom
and Alec Rome, see ya.
This has been a presentation of AR Productions.